This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. And hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It with your host, Mike Shiflett. This show is all about opinion, news, and some special announcements. This is the November issue, November 22, of Flight Training the Way I See It, and we're broadcasting from Miami Beach, Florida. So hello to everybody. Welcome. If you're new, welcome. If you've been here for a long time, well, you know what you're in for, a little bit anyway. So let me do a little bit of housekeeping here. So if you don't subscribe to our newsletter, this is the video podcast of the newsletter. So you can subscribe at cfibootcamp.com, and you can find a link there which will get you a hard copy of the newsletter along with some other goodies there too. So let's start with that, and let's talk about some really good news, right? So Basic Med is going to be able to be used for SIC purposes very, very soon. In fact, the FAA administrator said yesterday that he would sign the addition of this into legislation just as soon as it hits the Federal Register, the correction to it. It was never intended to not exclude SICs, but the way the language came out made it so you couldn't be SIC, so you couldn't, for example, be a safety pilot if you didn't want to be PIC. And there are a lot of capacities where you couldn't be SIC. So they're changing that, and that's really good for a lot of people who fly under Basic Med. Also in news, NAFI, National Association of Flight Instructors, has just announced a summit. This is kind of exciting for us anyway. So National Association of Flight Instructors will hold a summit for CFIs. It's a flight training sort of conference, and it's going to be held at the Sun and Fun campus in Lakeland, Florida. If you don't know where Sun and Fun, that's in Lakeland between Tampa and Orlando. And it's going to be October the 24th through the 26th of 2023. So still plenty of time to get ready for that. This is going to be a dedicated flight training conference similar to what Redbird Migration does. And that one is in April of this coming year, 2023, at Oshkosh, Wisconsin, which, by the way, I'll be speaking at. So if you want to hear me talk, I'm going to be in a breakout room talking about flight training, something. There's one of several topics that I'll be doing. Still haven't decided that yet. But I'll be there in April at EA Oshkosh and that area, and we'll be it's at the museum. And so I'll be doing at least one breakout room there. So that's kind of nice. We got that approved the other day. So the NAFI Flight Training Conference is going to be similar to this, except for it's more laser-focused on flight instructors. So the Flight Training Conference is about flight instructors. It's about flight training to providers. It's about all those things that are centered around teaching people how to fly. But this one is centered around flight instructors. So we've not had that before, so that's pretty good. So it's really good to see another flight training-centric conference. And NAFI has about 13,000 members. And they're also part of the Pilot Proficiency Project there at AirVenture at Oshkosh. So instrumental in putting that together. So good on them. Happy to see that happening. News on our side, we have multi-engine lesson plans that are just about ready to break out of the box. It's nearly been a six-month project of writing these multi-engine lesson plans. And me, along with Jonathan, our new guy, a lot of it was done by him this time, but I edited everything. So I trimmed things down, made things in the way I like it. And so these lesson plans are quite detailed. There's 53 of them. So 53 for multi-engine. Well, they're not just multi-engine though, remember, right? So these line up with the private pilot ACS, the commercial pilot ACS, and the multi-engine flight instructor PTS. So every area of operation and every task has a lesson plan, except in the multi-engine instructor, we don't have the lesson plans there for the fundamentals instructing. We're going to make that as a separate project and a separate thing because I have some ideas about what I want to do there. And then that will be available at some point. But anyway, the multi-engine ones will take care of things like if you're in a multi-engine training business and you want to train a private pilot as an initial, so that their first certificate is going to be private pilot airplane multi-engine land, then these lesson plans will do that. We have every lesson plan for that. Same as if you want to do an original commercial, initial commercial certificate in a multi-engine airplane, you can do that. Lesson plans are there. If you want to do additional ratings, if additional categories, so someone from rotorcraft into airplane multi-engine land, or class from airplane single-engine land to multi-engine land, these lesson plans will do it. The only thing we don't have, again, the FOI, Fundamentals Instructing, and the only other thing that's missing, which we're not going to include, is the seaplane stuff. So we don't write the seaplane. The market's a little too small for us to do that, but anyway, not many people do a multi-engine seaplane anyway. So hopefully it won't affect too many people. In these lesson plans, I want to let you know that we also built in references. So in the plan itself, you'll see references to the AIM for traffic patterns, for example, the chapter, the page. We have references throughout. We also have references in the back, which take you to the right chapter of the FAA handbook where this information is contained, the specific FARs or an AC, an advisory circular, something like that. So we made it so that when you're teaching from these lesson plans, you don't have to be fumbling around for a lot of things, right? It's either right in front of you or it's going to be at the very end with the references. So we're really excited about that. It's a really excellent resource for anybody who's doing multi-engine training, that's for sure. So we expect, where are they? Right, that's a good question. So they're currently in there in formatting. So we have two formatters that take all of our stuff and make it look pretty and get it in the right places, make sure that when you click something, it goes there. So those are expected anytime, any day. This is the day before Thanksgiving. I'm doing this on the day before Thanksgiving, which is the 23rd of November. This podcast is going out now. So they could be done tomorrow. But they'll not be done any later than the 26th. We'll be ready for Cyber Monday. So if you're looking to get those, we're going to put those together along. I think we have a bundle there of all of our lesson plans, which are flight instructor, airplane single engine land for recreational, private, commercial, that kind of thing. Then we've got the lesson plans for IFR, and we've got these for multi-engine. So kind of rounding that out. Not bad, huh? Not bad. There you go. So there's that. So hopefully that'll be out real soon. And you'll get an email about that anyway. And we'll do a pretty big push on that when it comes out. We don't anticipate a lot of people, like everybody needing multi-engine lesson plans. But when we put it with a bundle, like a bundle of the three, it does really round out the whole thing. So you have everything no matter what you want to do. So I think that's pretty nice to have, especially if you're considering doing a multi-engine rating. A lot of CFIs don't have their own lesson plans. This is a great resource, even for you. It basically allows you to study every air operation, every task in the ACSs, all that stuff is laid out for you right there. It's not bad. Also want to let you know, this is the next topic, the Power Hour. If you don't know about our Power Hour, we do a live show every Saturday, with exception of this Saturday, which is a holiday kind of thing, and so a few during the year. There's probably three or so that we miss, maybe four. The Power Hour is over 2 years old now, and I do them, and we've got 115 episodes. This will be the 116th on the Saturday after this one. It's on how to fly a seaplane. It's about seaplane flying. People looking to do that. So what are the Power Hours, in case you didn't know, right? So we do this 1 hour live session on Saturday. It's at noon to 1 Eastern time. And at the end of it, if we're not in the middle of doing a live CFI class, then I open up the room to anybody who stays and listen to comments, take suggestions, answer questions, all that kind of thing. Burning questions, whatever you've got. So that's what it is. And the topics can be very... they vary a lot. So there'll be flight instructor centric, like we did one last week on how to use a syllabus and a lesson plan together, how and why flight instructor lesson plans, the ones you created, probably don't work very well. They work for a check ride, but not really with a student very well. And so especially with the syllabus, they just take too long to get through. So we talk about that. We have very specific advice. We also have very generic, kind of for all pilots, kind of topics. Like we have four flight features you probably didn't know about, the visual art of flying, how to fly visually, some tips on that. And then we've got things like deep dives into real specific maneuvers, like the history of 8-sun pylons, why it was designed, what makes it pivot, what makes the pivotal altitude, that point pivot on the ground, what the mathematics are behind it. We even did that. So we've got all kind of flight instructor 101, unbelievable amount of content. Now, it's free on Saturday. And so all you have to do is go to our website, CFIbootcamp.com, and you're going to see a red bar at the top of the page, and it talks about the Power Hour. You click that, and you put in your details, and it will send you the login instructions for the Saturday. It also sends you a reminder by email midweek, so it discusses what's going to, I think it's Thursday usually goes out, what's going to be talked about, in case you didn't forgot about it or weren't thinking about it. And then it gives another email an hour before the show, and it finally gives one right when the show starts. There's three emails for that you get. So if you don't like emails, well, those aren't terrible because they're about something. If you sign up for the Power, probably you like it. And we've had people in there since pretty much day one. We got Gary Weaver comes in all the time, and Soledad from the Dominican Republic, and Stephanie there from Frederick, Maryland. Lots of people, and really good speakers. We have the executive director of SAFE. We've had Trevor from ForeFlight on. We've had Hobie Tomlinson, one of the best knowledgeable multi-engine instructors and examiners there are in probably the entire planet. We've had people like with Gary Reeves, who does a very specialized IFR kind of training, and a very well-known flight instructor of the year. You know, so we've got really good people. In addition to me, I do most of them, but there's those. So now if you miss one, the unfortunate news is we don't publish them on our website or on YouTube. So where they are, though, we have every single one, all 115, they're at our membership site. Oh, I know you're going to hate that, right? But it's not bad. Listen, so the membership site is called Bootcamp Plus, and it has more in there than just the Power Hour videos. There's tribal knowledge videos. We did a sit-down for about 7 or 8 hours with CFIs and a roundtable and answered questions about just about all kinds of things that CFIs want to know. And this is stuff that's kind of not in the publications, a lot of it, right? So so we did deep dives into that on Jekyll Island, Georgia. We had a thing there we did. So that was quite interesting. That was all done in HD. And you can see that's in the trial in the membership site. There's a basic membership site, which is free, which has like, I think, about a dozen Power Hours. And then there's the paid site, which normally it's $22 a month. But here's the secret. If you go to our website, cfibootcamp.com, and you join the Power Hour group, so you put your name in there and you get the email reminders, that sort of thing. Then at the end of each of the Power Hours, there's a recap. It's an outline. The outline I use to teach this particular lesson, you get it. And in there, in the back of it, there's a link you can click for Bootcamp Plus. And if you do that, it'll tell you it's $9 instead of $22. So you don't have to keep it forever. Or you don't need to if you don't want to. But if you just want to have access to all that content, and there's on the rainy days or days when there's not much going on, or canceled lessons or whatever it is, those things, an hour is just about the right amount. It's highly detailed, so there's excellent content. That content is not covered hardly anywhere else. I don't know anywhere else you're going to get that content. So I would look at that. But again, if you come on Saturday, it's live and it's free. And the chat window's open, so I talk to you. You can ask questions, and at the end, we open up the room. So just so you know. So that's that. I can't believe we've done this for over 2 years, and we now have 115 episodes. We did our 100th not too long ago, about 2 months ago. I believe it was in August, so we did that. So anyway, that was kind of good. So that's that. Let's see if there's something else I want to talk about here. Yeah, so I want to leave you with the flying tip of the week, right? This is a short episode because it's Thanksgiving week, and I want to put out the podcast for the end of the month, but I didn't want to make it too meaty because you probably got a lot going on doing fun things, and this short enough for you to go, oh, okay, I can suffer through 13 minutes of him talking again. So there you go. If you want to see me in person, I will be in Palo Alto, California, at our facility next week. So at the next week, which will be not this week, I'll be there on Saturday, but basically starting a class on Monday, and that'll go to Saturday, Sunday. Then I'll come back here and do another class in Miami for another 7 days. So I'm like a wild, crazy man right now with these classes, but I got to get them finished. And then I'll also be speaking at Redbird Migration, and that announcement will come out here when they announce all that, and along with the topic. I also will be speaking at Sun and Fun this year. I'll have, I don't know how many forums, but at least two. And then EAA Air Venture, I plan on speaking there at some various venues, including the forum. So there's a lot going on this year. And if I can, I'll speak at NAFI's summit. So I have a lot to say about flight training, as you know, if you've been listening for a while. So let's talk about this flying tip of the week, right? Get that thing off the plate, then we can shut it all down for Thanksgiving, yay. So do you fly cross country at night? That's a question, right? And at one time, I had more nighttime than I had daytime because I just like flying at night. It's smoother, calmer. You could get a lot of stuff done. And I don't know, it was kind of easy. And then when I got to wherever I was staying, it was already time to go to have dinner and go to sleep and then get up the next day and, you know, charge on, right? So I did a lot of cross-country flying. But I learned some valuable lessons about that. And this is the tip I'm going to give you. If you fly cross-country at night, especially in a sparsely populated area, where you're going to have to fly, where maybe it's such that the range of your airplane, you have enough fuel for sure to get to where you're going to go, but you're going to need fuel before you can depart again. So if you do that, and you go, or you like me, you went to Wendover, Nevada, that's where you planned on your fuel stop, which is non-towered, And you get there and the fuel pump is not working. There's no more options for you until the fuel truck comes tomorrow. If you could get him on the phone, I tried, not impossible. So I had to wait. So I had to wait the entire night, sleep in the airplane, because the town is kind of far, right? It was at that time. There's hardly no real way to get downtown. So anyway, that was kind of rough. And so I learned a big lesson. Don't stop at small airports in the middle of the night or at nighttime. Stop at a large airport. So for example, when I was getting, when I would do lots of cross-country flights across Interstate 10, basically, what we would do is fly from here to San Jose, fly it down to like Mojave, then Mojave down, pick up Interstate 10, go and go out to Bullhead City, Blythe, and then just keep going, making our way east till we get to Key West, right? Well, one of our fuel stops was El Paso, because El Paso, once you leave El Paso, you gotta go a long way in either direction to find anywhere that's gonna be open or anywhere you wanna stay. But El Paso, not bad, right? So we would stop at El Paso and they had Cutter Aviation, which had a 24-hour fuel, and that's what you want. You want 24-hour fuel, so when you get there, if you wanna leave and take off again and just get, because the weather's gonna be bad or something, you can just go. But if it's not bad, well, you've got a place to stay. Sometimes they'll give you a crew car if you stay at like Signature or somewhere like that. Sometimes you can get transportation into a hotel that's downtown that at a rate you wouldn't have otherwise gotten, which could offset any cost of fuel that you gotta pay, it's extra. It's always good to make sure that there's fuel at the airport you're gonna go and it's not self-serve fuel at night. Or even during the day, you can usually call someone. So that's the nice thing, is there's usually some attendant around or an alternate fuel source. But man, at night, at Palo Alto Airport, for example, when that thing closes, those guys go home at sunset and that's it. And there's nothing more. So if the fuel island is broken, and you don't have any more gas, I don't know, and that's not gonna be very good, right? Well, at least Palo Alto, you could go to probably San Carlos, you probably have enough fuel to do that. But that's your tip of the day. So use that, and when you travel cross country, be sure that you stop at bigger airports and get all the services that you typically don't need during the day, but you need at night. Okay, and that's it. So happy Thanksgiving to you. A happy holiday season to you who celebrate that coming forward. Happy Hanukkah, happy all of it, right? Whatever it is for you, I'm good, right? And I'm gonna make a turkey tomorrow. How you like that? I actually had it in the freezer for so long. And finally I said, I should really cook that tomorrow. It's one of these Jennie-O in a bag, right? And so you can freeze it, cook it from frozen. So I'll give you an update on how that worked out, just so you know, okay? So see you later, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. Bye-bye. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinions.